It's time for your Stanley Security Solutions Locker Talk.
This moment, being here in the playoffs, is this sort of what you came back for? Is this what you had in mind?
Yeah. I wouldn't have wanted it no other way. You know, when you sign your name on a dotted line, this is what you envision. You want to go on and try to get as many goals as you possibly can get. And making the playoffs is definitely one of them. So this is all right. I'm on schedule.
For guys like you, Dwight, Robert, I mean, when this new coaching staff came in, there was no, this is what we used to do. You all adopted to their game plan. Just kind of tell me about that whole process.
I mean, it's as a player, nothing changes. You still want to accomplish the same thing, even if it is a new front office or a new head coach or whatever the case may be. You still have the same intensity. Everything still stays the same, So all the guys that's used to being in this situation, they want to do as much as they possibly can to teach the younger guys and show them the way, show them what they got to do to also be in that, in that same situation from here on out, So, that's why they call us leaders, I guess, just lead the way. Hopefully they can follow the pack.
It's been an especially satisfying season for you, given all the changes coming back from 2014 and everything else that's going on.
Yeah, it has. It's been real, real special to me. Starting off by being, like I've been saying, power ranked 32nd, that's been pretty satisfying. A lot of people really didn't have us winning much. They felt like we was rebuilding, and rightfully so, whatever word you want to use, and the way we've been going about it, it's been great. It could have been easy for us to kind of hung our heads down low, with everything that went on with Coach Pagano, and kind of had an excuse, being young or whatever the case may have you. But everybody continues just to fight and do everything they had to do to prevail. And just seeing it being done by so many young guys, man, it's been special. They've been keeping me young, keeping me into it, keeping me laughing. And it's been a special year. Hopefully we can, like I've been saying, continue to write this movie.
Reggie, Andrews spoke so highly about how helpful you've been to him throughout this whole season. What advice have you given him and some of the other guys about going into the postseason, this playoff mode, and especially going to a place like Baltimore?
Well, first and foremost, stay away from Ed Reed, he's definitely a ball hawk. You gotta look him off, but at the same time, a lot of these guys are so young to the point they really don't know the history. A lot of guys didn't know anything about the Mayflower leaving in the middle of the night and all that stuff. So we kind of hipped them up to game on that, kind of told them what to expect when we get there. So hopefully it won't be such a big culture shock when they first get there. I told the receivers, I said, trust me, no one out there in purple is going to be your friend. So just be prepared for whatever, prepared to hear whatever, just have tunnel vision, man. Just go out there and play ball like you've been playing. So I think everybody's prepped, for this game. I think they're ready for the Ravens. It's going to be a tough game, and that's what the playoffs are all about. So I think that we've had a pretty good week of practice. Guys are in tune. And, just go out there and play the games we've been playing. Just continue to play young, when – these young guys, they really, like I've been saying, they really don't know any better. They just go out there and just play ball, no matter what the situation is, no matter how many points we're down or up. I really think they play each down as if they mess up, they may not get another one, So they give it everything they got, and that's all you can ask for.
Reggie, with all that this team has gone through and overcome and achieved, can you even imagine that a lot of players think, okay, here, exhale, we've done it? There's no complacency. There's no way. There's a letdown. You guys are still more.
Oh, yeah. And this whole playoff thing, it's kind of funny, man. Like, you just see guys, see their eyes light up whenever you say something that they didn't know anything about, We was talking to some of them and talking about the playoffs and what happens in the playoffs, and we tell them, you know, the more you play in the playoffs, you get more checks, you know. You see guys' eyes light up almost like they say, what, more money? You know, so, you know, it's you know, you tell them there's more incentive to the deeper you go in the playoffs, you know. And the guys, they're excited. I think they're excited, you know, and understand where we're at. I don't think it'll be too big for them. Guys, everybody's played big all year, big stages, little stages. Hopefully we can continue to do that, man. It's not going to be easy, though. We got to be ready to face some adversity, be able to which we've had that all year, and be able to throw a counterpunch whenever we get punched, you know. So that's kind of how it's been all year with guys staying in tune, working the process, and not worry about all the negative stuff.
Could
you talk a little bit about the Miami connection? Coach Pagano, you, Ray, Ed Reed, how everything is, just that group of that Miami connection with all you guys and how the playoffs and how all that works out.
I mean, what can I say? We rolled deep, you know. That's what the U is all about, you know. It's not like we're not FAMU, you know. Miami, we rolled deep, man. We put them out there. That's all I can say, really. You know, we produce playmakers. We'll go into the playoffs, make things happen. Guys have done it for years. Hopefully we can get them back to that, you know. We coaching, playing. Whenever you step off that campus, you leave out of there a dog. You leave out of there a little puppy. You're a grown dog, you know, so we want to keep that going.
This is the last go-around for Ed.
For Ed? I don't know, man. You got to ask him that. Every time I talk to him, we don't really talk football, really, you know, so we talk about everything else. But, I mean, I've been knowing the dude for so long, man. I thought he would have retired 10 years ago, you know what I mean? He's going to always have the same walk. He's going to always have something bothering him. He's been like that since I've known him, man. He's never been healthy, you know? So that's a question you got to ask him, man. For years in college, I wake up and he's limping. I've tuned it out, you know what I mean? You learn to tune it out, man, and just, you know, hopefully he makes the right decision. If he wants to play, I'm going to support him. If not, I'm going to be there in Canton to watch him get inducted.
Do you believe Ray's really retiring, or is he pulling a Brett Favre?
He says he's retiring. I guess he's retiring. You know what I mean? I wouldn't think he has a little Brett Favre in him, but I guess as an athlete, everybody does to a sense. You know what I mean? But, I mean, he's done so much, man. He's done so much, and at the same time, he's been going through a lot of injuries the last few years, and that's normally the breaking point. We just continue to get injured and rehabbing, and not being able to go out there and play the way you want to. And knock on wood, I've been blessed, man. I haven't been able to, you know, other than preseason, sit out there with a baseball cap on and kind of coach from the sidelines or just look from the sidelines, you know. So I don't know much about that, but I can imagine that's not a fun feeling. You know, you can easily have your mind wander off somewhere else and kind of think of some other things you could be doing, you know. But he says he's retiring, man, so I hate to say it, but I just – hopefully we send him into an early one, you know. That's just the way it goes.
This team is 2-0 against the Ravens in the playoffs. What do you remember from the last time you played them in the postseason, the 2009-2010 season?
Oh, man. To be honest with you, I don't remember much about those games. I do remember the Super Bowl run. We leaned on Adam Vinatieri a lot, you know. Kicked a bunch of field goals, 5 of them, I think. Dominique Rose had a great game, you know. Kind of the combination with him and Joseph Addai, you know. So that's basically it. Offensively, we didn't really do much, but I guess getting field goal range. I don't think that tells you is we didn't do anything in the red zone, you know. So hopefully, you know, that story's changed. Hopefully we can get something done offensively, which I believe we can. This will be a great challenge for us, and we can score some points.